Thank you, Stacy. Well, welcome to everybody. It's so nice to see you. Some friends I know and some friends I would love to know. Anyhow, I'm Susan, compulsive overeater, and I'm going to briefly tell you a little bit about my story and then how I sponsor and how I've sponsored over the years because I've been around a long time. I came into program March 1st, 1984, and I was a sugar addict, and I was also an exercise bulimic, but way back when, we didn't have that terminology. I just knew that the more I ate, the more I exercised, and the more I exercised meant the more I could eat, and it was a vicious cycle. So to me, a good day was to go to my advanced aerobic class, to swim, because I lived in Miami at the time, we had a pool in our backyard, and then to run a couple of miles. And if I was really binging, I had to go back to the gym again. And no matter where I was, my kids were 2 and 4, we could be at the circus, I'd make my husband get me back so I could get to that last aerobic class of the day. So I was definitely hooked. I met my husband freshman year in college, October 2nd, and he used to tell me how fat I was. And I felt like I was fat. First of all, when I came in, I was normal. But I met him October 2nd, I was 113 pounds, and he told me how fat I was, and I felt fat. And he wouldn't let me eat. So I'd go back to the dorm or the sorority house, and I would eat, and boy, did I show him, I gained 30 pounds one semester. And part of my story is, like the big book, if you had my husband, you would eat too, because he was very critical of me and very controlling, and I covered everything with food. I was really grateful that there was somebody when I got married, I was in a women's group, and this lady and I were really yo-yoers. I was either dieting or binging. There was no in-between, no moderate eating. I didn't know anything about that. But this lady in my group was also a yo-yoer. We'd be up and down, 10 pounds was our norm, except for that one time I gained 30 pounds in college. And I said to her, because she lost 10 pounds again, how did you do it? And she planted the seed, she was in OA. And I didn't know anything about it, but when I was binging uncontrollably one day, I had had a little bit of my binge food, and then I went to my class, and then I couldn't even finish my class. I had to get more of my binge food. And boy, I ate all this huge amount, and then I needed something. Then I needed something salty after all this sweet, and then I needed something sweet and salty again. And then a little voice popped in my head, call OA. And I went to my first meeting, March 1st, 1984. And I heard a few things, and one of them was act as if, and the other one was, we used to read just for today, save myself from two paths, hurry and indecision. And both of those really stuck with me, act as if, and I came home, I hope I'm talking loud enough, trying.
Okay. You speak it just a little.
I will try. I said to my husband, because I married that guy that was so controlling, now 53 years later of marriage, we're still together. Things are better. I've learned to speak up for myself. I'm not that little insecure person that I was when I met him. Thank you, God. But I said to him, they said, if I believe in God, I can get better. And I figured, why not try? I tried everything else. And I acted as if a higher power could get me better until I came to believe that there was a higher power. And I've shared, some of you who know me, I always share this story. My favorite passage in the For Today book, if you don't know the book, this little white book, For Today, it's July 9th, and it talks about when the pain of compulsive overeating becomes worse than the pain it was trying to cover, only then did I become willing to try this way of life. I love that. And you know what, July 9th being so special, my husband had cancer surgery, and it's probably, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, long time ago, but I was at the hospital and my best friend from Miami, who hopefully made it to the meeting, was sitting with me, and I always would bring my OA literature. And she said, why don't we read something, you know, just, so it's like, okay, so I pulled out my book, you know, and I had this with me. I had my big book. I had Lifeline. I brought a lot of stuff. And I opened it up to the day of the surgery, and it was July 9th. It was like, oh my God. God was with me. So I didn't know if he would be okay, but I knew I would be okay. So I was angry all the time before a program. I tell this story when my kids were in the bathtub at 2 and 4. I leaned on the bathtub and I said, help me out, I'm having a bad day. And then I realized, oh my God, I said that yesterday and the day before, because every day was a bad day. I couldn't handle anything in life. Everything was great. Awful. And you know what? I have a grandson now who's 16. And he said to his mom, I have never seen Meemaw angry, and it's because I am not that person anymore. I've been in the program, and I've worked the steps, and I continue to work the steps, and I have a sponsor, and I didn't say that I am a sponsor. I am a sponsor. I currently have 5 sponsees and 1 person that I co-sponsor. She sponsors me. I sponsor her. But I'm not angry, and I'm not an exercise. Well, I might be an exercise bulimic if I left the rooms, but you know what? I'm in the rooms, and exercise is in proportion. Normally, I go to my place of exercise once a week for an hour class, and that's it. And if I miss, it's no big deal. You know, in the past, God forbid I missed. I do a lot of surface. My food is in a position of neutrality, and I don't want any of that stuff, the sweet stuff. And we travel a whole lot, and I have 10 minutes left. Okay, good, because I want to move on now to how I sponsor. God willing, September 9th, when I'm on a trip, so I can't go to our retreat that I normally go to, September 9th hopefully will be 40 years of abstinence, one day at a time. And I did have 2 one-day relapses. And thank you, God, I went to a meeting the night of my last relapse, and it wasn't even sugar, but somebody in that meeting said, you never know when it's your last recovery, and I held on to that. Okay, so now how do I sponsor? It's changed throughout the years. First of all, when I came in, we didn't have OA literature. So what we had was my original big book, it's a 3rd edition, well used. We had the AA big book, and we had the AA 12 and 12. And then we had a little meditation book that's from Hazleton. I don't think it's conference approved anymore. I don't know, but that's all I had. And I was given the 30-day assignments. I have them here. They were called the Westminster assignments, and it was 30 questions. My sponsor gave it to me, and that's how I sponsored for many, many years. And it was only using the big book and the AA 12 and 12. And it started out, you had to write your history of overeating, and you had to read Bill's story. And then it asked a lot of questions. Some of them were described defiance. Are you a controlled eater, or are you a disciplined eater? The effect of food has had on you. And it goes through the tools as well, and the fatal nature of the disease. So I used that for a long, long, long time. And then once that would take you through the first 3 steps, and we use the big book, as I said, and what we would do, and what I would do, was first we read Bill's story, then we read There Is a Solution, Chapter 2, More About Alcoholism, Chapter 3, To the Agnostic, Chapter 4, and then How It Works, Chapter 5. All right, so that's how I did it for a long time, and then and that's how I would give it to my sponsees. I've incorporated different things over the years, and I'm hoping I have time to talk about the other steps too and how I sponsor those, but just to make sure that I get everything in. I guess the next thing happened was the OA book came out, and at first was only the 12-step book, the 12 steps of OA. We didn't even have the traditions, but then the traditions came out to OA 12 and 12. Steps and traditions, and then after that came the workbook that went along with it. So for a while, I would use those as resources too. This is the workbook that went along with it, came out later. It really was wonderful. Not that long ago, and Dave mentioned this, thank you, came out with, this was really cool, the 12-day of OA guidelines for temporary sponsors, and the newcomers would use this, where do I start? Everything to the newcomer. So it was a great way for somebody to see if, yeah, maybe I can sponsor. I can try to be a sponsor. And for a sponsee, they could try it and see if it was a good fit. So that really worked. Then my favorite now, besides using the big book as much as I can, came out with the workbook. And this was a workshop that I did. It's a 15-week workshop that takes you through the 12 steps. And I love this, and I especially love it because the 4th step was so fabulous. Because when I did the 4th step the first time years ago, we had from the AA format, which was a sheet on your resentments, your fears, and your sexuality. Well, this workbook does that as well, but it also has, where did my little markers come off? Well, I hope I wrote them down. Okay, there's a sheet on the 4th step on harms. There's a sheet on other problem areas. So for harms, it was like guilt and remorse, other problem areas, overspending, people pleasing, being late, gossip, and then another one on old beliefs like self-worth, prejudice, world isn't safe, I don't do enough, I'm not smart enough. So I thought this was really, really wonderful. Oh, 5 minutes left. Okay, thank you. In doing this with the workshop, I've done that with my sponsees. I've done that since this workshop came out and since I did it. I found it's very effective and several books are used. The big book, although it's the fourth edition, is used. Voices of Recovery, our For Today book, 12 Step, the AA 12 and 12, and also the Overeater's Storybook, the Brown Book. All those are used. So I pull from all those, but I also pull from other things. Well, from the big book, I love to have people start with the doctor's opinion as well as Bill's story, because that talks about the allergy, and I think that's so important. I have slip assignments that were given to me, and if people are struggling, I will use that, or I see where they're at, and I just try to come up with something that would be appropriate, like right on the Serenity Prayer, or right on how important your higher power is, and what you can do having your higher power with you, as opposed to if you don't believe in a higher power. There's another little thing from the big book, not from the big book, from For Today, from a few days ago, and I'll just read it, and it talks about sponsoring. Few people can fail to generate a self-healing process when they become genuinely involved in healing others. And then it says, a common pattern among those alcoholics who recovered, it was found that the one action taken by all of them was helping another alcoholic. I can't keep my program unless I give it away. Anytime I'm sponsoring with somebody, they're helping me more than I'm helping them. And as I said, I travel a lot, and there's a lady in this room that I sponsor, and when I go on trips, she writes me, and I have other sponsees that write me, and I write them. They want to keep their program. I want to keep my program as well. That's just so helpful. And the people that I sponsor, it's up to them on how much we talk. Normally, I would speak with a sponsee on a daily basis, especially when they're new, but I can only have one newcomer at a time. Right now, I have one newcomer, and then I have an old-timer who I also speak with daily. Other people I sponsor, I will speak with them once a week at a specific time and day, or somebody I sponsor, she just calls me when she needs to. So it just depends on how it is for people. At the beginning, I'd like to have my sponsees calling their food or text their food to me. I have an old timer now that wanted to start texting her food to me just for a little while to get her back to basics and get her clean again. So it really depends, but this tool is just amazing. And I've gotten to sponsor wonderful people. It's helped me stay abstinent. And as I said, I can't keep it unless I give it away. And, you know, I've matured. I've grown up in this program. I'm a different person than I was. I was very rigid at the beginning, do it my way or the highway. But you know what? Everybody has their own way of working this program, their own food plan. They don't have to follow my food plan. Their own higher power. It says in the big book, choose your own higher power. So whatever works for them, you know, I'm happy to be a guide for them. And I think that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for being here.